we are the ones that have to schedule our lives in a way that it has to work. And we forget that. We become these victims of the circumstances very easily. And we blame, you know, oh, I have so much work, or you know, the kids, or this person is sick, or I have to do that. But even in the middle of the worst circumstances, there is something to be grateful about. There is something mm-hmm. that you can choose. There is an opportunity to be happier than you are.
Welcome to Biz Help for You, the show that saves you the expensive learning curve by providing advice from industry experts in every facet of the entrepreneurial journey. Too many small businesses collapse. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 20% fail within their first year, and less than 35% make it to their 10th anniversary. The goal of this podcast is to change that statistic. So if you're interested in learning more to be a successful entrepreneur, tune in today.
Now, let me share a little bit about my guest today. Judith Costa is a multifaceted expert, serving as an unconditional love coach, self-love specialist, seminar leader, writer, and speaker, with a master's degree in analytical psychology and psychotherapy, as well as an MBA. She brings a unique blend of psychological and business acumen to her work. Judith is also certified in the Akashic Records, a Reiki master, a past life regression therapist, and a certified happiness trainer. Her primary focus is assisting individuals and groups in overcoming inner barriers to self-love. By helping clients build a better relationship with themselves, she empowers them to transform their lives, fostering abundance, well-being, improved relationships, and happiness. Judith offers a range of services, including private sessions, workshops, and retreats. Her programs encompass topics like self-love, body positivity, manifestation techniques, and soulmate connection. Those of you seeking personal and professional growth can benefit from Judith's guidance in fostering self-love, which can lead to increased confidence, better relationships, and overall well-being. So Judith, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Gandhi. I'm so happy to be here. And thank you for the long introduction. We are going to short it a little bit.
Right. Well, and I'm glad to have you on the show just talking about this topic, because often we're just focused on specifically business topics, and people might think, well, talking about loving yourself is maybe not business related. But as we're going to get into the topic, we'll see that it really does have an effect. But before I get into questions I have for you, I'd love for you to share your story just about how you began helping others find this success.
Oh, to tell you the truth, I have been an entrepreneur since I was a kid. I remember that I was doing some bracelets during the mm-hmm. summers, and I took a drawer of my parents' cabinet and I put it in the street, and I was selling my stuff. And I was in front of a guy, and I don't know, my parents also have been entrepreneurs, and my career before I came to the United States didn't have anything in common with what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. I always have been creating businesses, but I never imagined that we will be doing this interview. If you asked me like 20 years ago, I would say, Candy, you are crazy. Me living in the US and doing this? Impossible. And here I am. Then, as you said, this is very business related, because mm-hmm. I had my own business and I have worked long hours and I have suffered. And you know what happens with finances. And I didn't know anything about loving myself. That's the reason why I had to learn. And mm-hmm. when I was put by life into a corner and trying to resolve my health issues, my depression, and other things that were happening, I learned that sometimes we go against ourselves. And this impacts mm-hmm. not only our personal life, it impacts our businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And I think sometimes it probably depends too on if you're like a female or a male too, because I think sometimes as women, we feel there's so many things on our plates, raising children, and, you know, there's organizations who are reaching out to us to volunteer. And of course, we have our staff if we have employees and we're running the company. And I think we feel a lot of times the pressure to do it all. And I think that's one reason why maybe we don't take care of ourselves. I would love your thoughts on that too.
Yeah, I mean, self-love is a very big concept. When I talk in organizations, I talk about happiness, because is more understandable, well-being. All of these concepts are more corporate. But mm-hmm. self-love is just to become your best friend. And again, we tend to be our best enemy. And it seems incredible that we can treat others better than we treat ourselves. But self-love includes so many different things that for some of my clients, the difficulty is that they have a very strong inner critic. Then it's self-judgment, self-criticism, not forgive themselves. And it's a constant torture that it's in your mind. And this voice talks every day, all day, nonstop. It's designed to do that. Mm-hmm. Then this is a big area. For other people, it's more about they don't enjoy life because they have stopped taking care of those things, those dreams, desires, and the things that are pleasurable for them. And they become adults. And as you said, they have so many responsibilities and they stop doing things that they like. And their life becomes a schedule that you have to get up and go to work and take care of other people. And you go to sleep and like you continue, no? Mm-hmm. And we are responsible for our own happiness. We are the ones that have to schedule our lives in a way that it has to work. And we forget that. We become victims of the circumstances very easily. And we blame, you know, oh, I have so much work or you know, the kids or this person is sick or I have to do that. But even in the middle of the worst circumstances, there is something to be grateful about. There is something that you can choose. There is an opportunity to be happier than you are. And this is an attitude towards life. Then I train people to look at their life differently. And I give them the techniques, like we were saying, okay, look at your mind and write every thought that you have and see what is the real relationship that you have with yourself. Or look at your calendar and start scheduling things that you really like. It might be 5 minutes, but these 5 minutes are just for you. It's important to take care of ourselves because you know how many of the population that exists is burnout and unhappy. Mm-hmm. We have a mental health crisis out there. Mm-hmm. Then if you have to go to a place for every day for 8 hours, it doesn't matter if it's your company or another company, but you have to go and manage people, they deserve the best of you. Mm-hmm. Not the rest of you.
Right. Well, and if you were saying that people feel like, you know, they're criticizing themselves, they're, you know, not really happy with themselves for whatever reason, and you know, maybe it was something that they heard growing up or whatever that might be. So if you're saying, well, you really need to love yourself so that you can do better for those who are around you too, like, do you have like some steps that you can recommend for how they can overcome that? Because if they have that thought in their head all the time that's negative, they have to do something to change that. So what would you recommend?
No, I just said it. It's very simple, but it's that when you go to the gym to train your body, you go there and you exercise for a certain period of time, then you can take your mind to the gym. It's exactly the same. Then let's suppose that you are in your car and you are listening to rock and roll and you hate rock and roll. Are you going to continue listening to that or going to change the station?
Change it.
Then change the station to a more loving station inside of your mind. Then you have to be aware. You have to be mindful of your thoughts. That's the reason why I tell my clients, okay, during a week, write every thought that you have that goes against yourself. Mm. Or write every time you betray yourself. You want to say no and you say yes. You want to rest and you continue active. You want to take care of yourself and you take care of others. Like, you just have to pay attention. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. It's so simple that it seems silly. But we go on autopilot. Then what you need to do is to be mindful of why you do the things that you do. How do you feel? What do you think? And manage these thoughts, these emotions, and the sensations that you have in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right. That is so intense. Well, say when someone starts to turn that around then, so if they've had a negative thought and they're like, okay, I don't want to listen to that. I'm going to, you know, take care of myself rather than say yes and burn myself out. Right. So as they're doing that, like, what are kind of the benefits that they're going to have for themselves as well as for the others around them as they're changing that through, you know, these, whether they're journaling or, like you said, they're taking 5 minutes to read something they enjoy, you know, like, so what are some of those physical and mental benefits that they're going to get?
How much time do we have? A lot of benefits, because people that really have a good relationship with themselves, they act different in life. And you can perceive this quite fast in a conversation, because first, they have a different kind of energy than the rest of the people. When you feel comfortable around someone, usually it's because of there is a connection at that level. You don't know exactly what the person has, but you like to hang out around this person. This person usually stop criticizing and judging and comparing with others and don't do it to you. It's not they're gossiping and telling you negative things. It's usually a conversation that it's more uplifting. This person, because it's calmer, have more space to hold others, to hold the space for others. Then it also happens in relationships. And again, companies are just big families. And marriages, right. Families, we know all what problems we have in terms of communication. Then when you love yourself more, you stop trying to fix others, to control others, and to tell others what to do. You become more a coach. Like, you ask questions to others, but you respect them. You understand that they need a space to grow and improve, and you help others. It's like a good leader. It's a person that take out the best in others. It's not a person that manage others like, you have to do this and you have to do that. Stop doing that. Do this better. No, that's a different idea. Then it's quite a big change. I usually, when I was traveling before the pandemic, I used to go to New York frequently. And before my teachings during the weekend, I have a lecture that it's called Loving Yourself is the Solution. And I challenge people, like, tell me any problem you have in any area of your life, health, organization, finances, and I will resolve it in terms of self-love. So powerful it is, this, that is not a tool. It's a decision that you have to make every day, that everything that is happening in your life, it's one way or another related with the lack of love for yourself.
So we are still talking about self-love too, but what about, like you said, we're in families, we're in jobs with coworkers, or, you know, we're employers and we see employees. And what if we see someone who maybe is down on themselves and criticizing themselves? Again, they're not taking care of themselves emotionally, and we want to help them, like, realize, like, you have this thought that you're not good enough or whatever that is. Like, so how would we help them as well so that they can overcome that?
Well, it's difficult to help someone that doesn't want to be helped. Then the most important is to detect, is the first, to be respectful and to be sure that the person really needs this. Because giving advice, you have to be careful about these things. But let's suppose that, as you said, this person is really under your care and is suffering, is struggling and needs some help and is asking, like, what can I do to be more productive, or what can I do to feel better and to enjoy more my life? Then I will say that it's all about returning this person to a sense of appreciation for herself or himself and life. Sometimes we only see the negative because we have this bias. But we know nowadays, neuroscience says, no, that the brain is plastic. This concept of neuroplasticity says that we can learn and change. But if we have been practicing being negative and say, I'm not good enough, you say for 15 years this, it's very well rooted in your brain, like this path. But we have to start changing it. And we start paying attention to all the things that you have done in a good way in the past. And we understand that, yes, we have the capability to make mistakes. We are human. We are not here to be perfect. We are here just to learn how to be better people every day. That's my cat, Apollo. I just woke up and decided to join the podcast.
Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes, like you were just talking about, like we obviously make mistakes because we're human, but we have successes too. And I think a lot of times we dwell more on the negative instead of the positive. So what would you say to someone too, who does look more at the things like, well, I failed here, I'm struggling here, instead of looking back at the successes, like how can they flip that?
First, I will say that it's normal and it's okay. And forgive yourself for being so hard on yourself. The power of self-forgiveness is amazing. We have to practice more frequently this. Then again, we are not perfect machines. Mm-hmm. We are a work in progress. Then we have to treat ourselves in a way that demonstrate the kind of love that we say we want to have, no? Then let's suppose that a friend of yours goes to an interview. And this friend calls you and says, it has been a disaster. You don't know. I couldn't answer the questions properly. And I felt like I failed. And that was the job of my life. I feel so upset. I'm stupid. Then what are you going to tell this friend? Are you going to say, yes, you're stupid? Oh, you failed?
No.
Oh, I'm sure you have missed the opportunity of your life. I'm sure that no. You are going to empower, no, your friend. You're going to say, first, calm down and relax. You did the best you could. Maybe you have this impression, but you don't know why they were asking these questions. Maybe you didn't fail. Maybe mm-hmm. they were testing you and you passed the exam. Then why you don't wait until you have an answer before you worry so much? Like, give yourself the possibility to at least doubt of what you say. And I'm sure that you can do this and much more. And you will uplift the person. You will be like the cheerleader and the fan mm-hmm. number one. Don't worry about it. Why we are not able to treat ourselves the same way? Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Well, and as entrepreneurs, I know you were talking about the burnout and working so much and we need to take care of ourselves. But I know a lot of times as employers, or even if we're just sole proprietors running the business ourselves, you know, our income is dependent upon us performing our work. And so sometimes it's hard to step away, especially, you know, we went through COVID, a lot of businesses were really struggling and, you know, are finally still coming out of it. There's been some repercussions for the last few years even. Yeah. So sometimes they still feel, you know, I can't just take the time that I want. It's not that I don't want to have some time off, but the business, you know, needs me to generate that revenue for myself and for others. So how do we balance that then, if knowing we do need to care for ourselves, but the business also needs us?
Well, I'm going to answer with a personal story, if you allow me, because it's something that I really learned, and I didn't had like one dose of this. I had some, but this is maybe the most important. At the end of 2016, about half of the year, I start feeling down. I had previously problems with my thyroid, and I went to the endocrinologist. Then it say, okay, run some tests. I'm making the story short. In December, came to Spain and I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Mm. Then it changed a little bit the perspective. Thanks God, it's not an aggressive cancer, and I'm fine. I don't take medication. Everything went well. Then happy ending, if you want. But I decided to take 1 year and a half before doing the surgery, first to understand why cancer, why me, because I could do this. I was monitored all the time, and I was knowing exactly what to do. But what I did was to stop working. I didn't close the business, but I decided to put this idea of loving myself, but not only the normal practice, not to the fullest. Mm-hmm. Now what matters is my health, my happiness. This is my life, and I have to live it to the fullest. It was the period of more creativity in my business. I created 2 retreats. I changed programs. It's the time of my life where I felt better. Mm-hmm. I hope that right now I was feeling like that. I spent all my money in healing. Then my bank account went totally down. But I find out a lot of things about myself. I start doing yoga. I make promises to myself that still are there nowadays, like going out for a walk every day, spending time outside, and not just saying, oh, I have much work, and tomorrow again, oh, I have much work. And when I realized 2 days and a half, and I haven't even been out of my house because I had so much work, then you know what? The happier you are, the more productive you are, the more creative you are, the more you manifest. Because, love is the highest vibration that exists in the universe. Then if you want to manifest something, you have to be in this state of higher vibration. Because the universe doesn't listen to, I want more clients. It listens to, I deserve more clients. I believe I can have more clients. Clients are coming to me. It's an internal feeling. It's an attitude. It's a belief that you don't have proofs, but you know that these clients are coming your way. Then when I stopped working and I put my business aside, it's when I had more business. I was happier. I decided, oh, I always wanted to make candles. And I ordered an Amazon kit to make candles, and I started making candles. And when I was making candles, I was like receiving all these downloads about things that I could do, how I'm gonna improve the business, just because I was taking care of myself, but really well.
Right. So sometimes you have to take that time away really to have that creativity, right? To think of other things for your business. Like you said, you came up with ideas for retreats or, you know, other things that you could do in the business. So it's not like you're completely stopping the business, but you're taking a little bit of time away. But that could still be scary when you're thinking about, well, if I don't perform these tasks, the revenue isn't going to be there.
It was super scary. But that's the reason why I'm explaining it to you, because I mean, I spent all my money, like everything that was in the bank account. But when are you going to do it? Only when your life is in risk. Then do we have to arrive to a crisis to understand that in order to really be more productive and have better finances, we have to take care of ourselves and put ourselves as a priority? Because when you are burned out, I can promise you, that people enters in your shop, in your business, in you, whatever, and they run away. Because you cannot fake the energy. Like your body, your attitude, the intonation of the tone of your voice, all of the things that you like show to the world are low. But when you feel like at a perfect level, you are rested, you feel healthy, you are not worried. And you have a clear idea of your priorities, then clients come through the door.
Right. And we should take care of ourselves before that wake-up call comes, right? Like you said, sometimes people get, you know, that heart attack, that stroke, like you said, a cancer diagnosis, and then that's the wake-up call. And we want to think about changing before that happens. So I know that's so important. It's still hard to do sometimes, but I think just talking about it and saying that these are, you know, some things that we should consider and maybe what can we do to change. Even if it's one activity, like you said, and maybe add in a little bit of downtime, reading, resting, whatever that might be, you know, it's helpful for sure. So I know we're getting close to the end of the time that we have together. So I would love for you to talk about any offer that you have and how can our listeners connect with you if they want more information?
Yeah, I would like to offer a half price coaching session for anyone that have listened to the podcast. And just in my website, Judith M. Costa, you will find a contact form. Just send me, there is my email and my telephone number, but connect with me in whatever way you want and say, I listen to you with candy and I like the idea. And I will be happy to help you figure out what is not working and how you can take better care of yourself and your business.
Perfect. So I really appreciate your being a guest on my show, Judith, and taking this time out, you know, to share your thoughts with the entrepreneurs who are listening to this podcast and, you know, just sharing your experience and, you know, the story that you even shared, your personal experience of having a cancer diagnosis and kind of getting your wake up call as well. So I appreciate that. So thank you so much.
No, thank you so much, Candy. I love the work that you do. Thank you, because entrepreneurs, we all need more resources and more information, and you have great guests. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for tuning in today. Would you please share this episode with those you know and leave a review on your favorite platform? And if you find our show informative, would you consider being a financial sponsor to help me continue my mission to educate business owners? A link is located in the episode description, and no amount is too small. I'd really appreciate your support. If you are interested in connecting with our guest and receiving the offer they had to share, a link to our resource page is in the show notes. Finally, if you have any bookkeeping or payroll needs, reach out to us at 310-534-5577 or contact at abandp.com. My team and I are eager to assist you. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Biz Help for You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next time. Have a terrific day.